Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com.
We barely slow down for Labor Day, and the numbers 24/7 are descriptive of our fast-paced lives. Here's a call to action when it comes to rest via our highlight from Connecting Faith. I'm Ryan Thomas. What would life be like if we operated on a 24/6 schedule instead? That's the question former emergency room doctor Matthew Sleeth addresses in his book 24/6, A Prescription for a Healthier, Happier Life. We start a new month by discovering old truth. Matthew talked about the historical origins and significance of Sabbath and the six-day work week.
As far as I can tell, for the most part, now other societies, the Babylonians had a seven-day week. Most of them didn't have a seven-day week. The Babylonians had some rest days, but this idea of stopping one day out of seven is uniquely from Jews. When I've spoken to people who've been in societies that are just, you know, one generation removed from tribal societies, they really speak of every day being the same as the other. Every day is involving work, and so almost without exception, the rhythm of stopping one day a week is God-given, period.
Is this something that we need to be rigid about, or is it just a matter of sort of living by the spirit of the law that we, does it need to be a full day? Does it have to be Sunday? What have you discovered about that?
Well, I give my opinion, and that is that I see the Bible and even the Ten Commandments through the lens of Christ. And my understanding of Christ is that Christ is trying to get his listeners, including us, to the intent of those commandments, that we're no longer under condemnation from those commandments. We're not as Paul says in Romans, we're not certain to fail in our sin. But Jesus is getting us to the intent. So as an example, he says, don't just not kill somebody, don't be angry with them. Don't just not commit adultery, but don't lust in your heart. The fourth commandment, the longest of all the commandments, the commandment to remember the Sabbath, has an intent behind it too. And I believe that Christ points us to the intent is to give us a peace that passes all understanding. And so I think that to be rigid about it is to miss the intent of it. The two things I kind of remember, and I really got from Eugene Peterson, the writer of The Message, is you've got to remember to pray and to play on those days. If there's not joy in your heart, something's really wrong with your Sabbath.